Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. Well, her career has taken her, I suppose, global, really, when you think of it. Eurovision, well-known broadcaster, now well-known journalist with the Ireland's Own magazine. It's Maxie, and she joins me now, and we are good friends going back many, many years. Good morning, Maxie. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm just reading your own interview with Jack Tompkins in the Ireland's Own, and you said we were together in 1970, and we were.
Yeah, that's right.
On air at that time, which was lovely, and you did, you covered all of the sunny southeast. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Maxie. So, look, you're working closely with Ireland's Own at the moment, but just before we even look at that, what's life been like for you? Because you've moved away from broadcasting, haven't you? And have you retired completely from performing as well, or what's the story with
you? I have. If you look back on the arc of my career, Alan, I started singing and in a choir, then I went into a trio, then I went into away to the States and Canada, and then I came back and I did DJing like yourself, and we did the disc jockeying around the country, and then I went into broadcasting, and 2015 saw me retiring, and then I felt like, I'd been handed a gift of time, and I thought, what would you like to do next? And what I really wanted to do was writing. Mm-hmm. So I did several courses, and then I started sending off articles to Ireland's Own, and thanks be to God, Sean Nolan and Shay Tompkins said, yes, please. And I've been writing ever since, and I wanted to do that exclusively.
I mean, my family don't even touch the Ireland's Own that I have every week because I'm a huge fan of it. And
I love it. Alan, I came into the house with my dad, and I used to say, Daddy, I'm representing Ireland, and he'd say, but are you in Ireland's Own?
Yeah.
So as far as the family was concerned, my biggest success was writing for Ireland's Own. And I mean, in 1902 it started, Alan.
Yeah, 1902. And I refer, he may not have been there when you started writing for them, but I talk about Major Austin Channing, because the People newspaper office here is called Channing House. And Austin Channing he was a wonderful, wonderful man. I said he taught me how to play tennis. But I remember when we go to play a game of tennis, I'd often pop up to him, and there in his front room, you'd have all these newspaper cuttings as he was piecing together. He was a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you look into the core and the fabric of the magazine, it keeps you up to date with Irish history, it keeps you up to date with sport. There's a column every week that looks back on the All-Irelands and football and hurling. It's like a little bit of something for everybody, isn't there?
And I find it's the key that opens the door.
Mm.
If I'm chasing an interview, I did a full cover with Patrick Duffy, who's Bobby Ewing in Dallas, the television show, and I said, can I do an interview? And it was no, until he said, what's the magazine? And I said, Ireland's Own, and it became a yes.
Huh?
Same with Colm Meaney, chasing Colm Meaney, yeah, that interview for a long, long time, and he said, oh, Ireland's Own, yes, okay, I'd be in Ireland such and such time. I mean, it just opens the door because there's such respect there.
Yeah.
And everybody remembers Ireland's Own coming into the house and the recipes and the puzzles, you know. And it's, as it says, it's an all-family magazine.
Yeah. You know, Max, I read that article about Colm Meaney. I really thought you got into the core of the man, because we know him from the movies Star Trek
and
Snapper. Yeah.
And at the end, I had to put in that sentence, thank you. I said, thank you. And he said, no, Liam, myself, my brother and I love Ireland's Own. And like I just said, that was the key that opened the door.
Yeah. Mick is in Port Leash. I didn't know we had listeners in Port Leash, but we do. Mick is listening in Port Leash at the moment. He said,
Mick, good morning to you.
He says, you're a national treasure, representing your country twice at Eurovision. Was it with Sheba? Just remind us about twice.
In 1973, I represented Ireland in Luxembourg.
Right.
As a soloist with Do I Dream.
Yeah.
And 1981, when the Eurovision came home after Johnny Logan's win,
yeah,
I was a member of Sheba with Horoscopes. And Mick's an expert, I'd say, on the Eurovision.
He is. He likes you on Rapid Roulette and Chartspot on RTE, and he loves your writing in the Irish Ireland's Own. So
thank you, Mick. Thank you so much. That's what I said at the start, Alan. Mm. I've done so many things, but a few of my colleagues, and I'm sure you've come across this as well, when they go to retire, they find it difficult to let go of the present moment.
Yeah.
I had no problem with that. I said, okay, what do I want to do next? And it was the writing. Oh, well, I've been writing songs with Charlie McGettigan for many years. I've written songs for the National Song Contest and had some success there. I just, the writing so intrigues me. Okay. And opening up Ireland's Own, there's so many avenues there.
Well, now let's look at the reason you and I are speaking, because you're on local radio talking to South East Radio in Wexford, the county that is the home of Ireland's Own. What angle have you gone focusing in on local radio in this week's edition, please?
Well, when Shay asked me to write it, I decided to go right back to when you and I were walking around the grounds, Alan, of RTE. I'm sure you know that beautiful house, Marconi House, and that's where Viglione Marconi actually lived, and he's the man we need to thank for the history of radio. He started the first broadcast. He started, I think the very first transmission was the Rebels in 1916 in the GPO. There's a bit of history.
Yeah.
So I started there, Alan, and I thought of how we have progressed. Years ago, your listeners will be very familiar with 2RN and then Radio Éireann.
Yeah.
And then there was an Athlone station, and it went from two stations to Millennium, when I remember the minister coming in and saying, we're thinking of local radio and giving licenses, because pirate radio had opened up that appetite. And the first local radio station was Millennium Radio, and I was part of that with Declan Meehan and John Clark and Robbie Irwin and all the great, great broadcasters. And so that's why where I started when I wrote the article.
Yeah.
And then I went into the history of it and then came up to today, and I spoke to broadcasters today and said to them, why do you think there's a need? And just listening to your programs over the many months and the many years, you are why. You're talking about that careless driver. Somebody will respond to that. You're talking, Declan Meehan, your colleague, said to me about dangerous roads, about a mother who needs to get a child into a school. So many needs for local radio. And then, of course, now on our phones, we can get radio all over the world, all over the world.
Yeah.
And my former colleague, Barbara Dixon, who is Dick of Maxi Dick and Twink, is living in Canada now. She listens in Canada.
Wow. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
and then, as I said, Patrick Duffy from Dallas, he's listening in Colorado. And then we have that lovely community.
Yeah.
Connecting and community.
The diaspora. Is that what you're talking about?
Diaspora. Brilliant word. Yeah.
I know Mary Robinson coined that word, not me, diaspora, the Irish diaspora.
But it's
diaspora.
So appropriate, Alan. Well chosen.
Well chosen. Look, just the endearing quality of Ireland's Own. So all about local radio in this week's edition. So the endearing quality of Ireland's Own, what do you put it down to, do you think? The fact that it has lasted over 100 years.
I take walks with my neighbour Sylvia, and she's from Cavan, and I said, why? And she said, the accent, keeping up with the local community. There's a beautiful bond there, and that's the local radio. And then the same goes for Ireland's Own. There are so many interesting stories that you don't get naturally in a nationwide publication. There just quite simply isn't room. So it's lovely to know the community and what's going on. And the other thing that has to be said, I'm in two writers' clubs, Alan.
Yeah.
And the people who are a part of that say Ireland's Own are so open to creative writers.
Okay, I have to leave it there, but it's all in this week's edition, Focus on Local Radio. It's lovely to talk to you. If you ever pass and by, pop in for a chat.
Will do. Alan, you look super in the issue. Well done, you. You look great.
Well airbrushed, yeah.
We won't mention the word filter.
Exactly. Good morning to you. Thanks for taking our call. That was Maxi there. God bless. That was Maxi there looking at this week's edition of the Ireland Zone, with a big emphasis on the history of radio and the importance of local radio.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.